In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, only one God, Amen. As we listen today, and we see that this Sunday, we celebrate the prodigal son. And before going to explain, we have to balance between what we have in our program on Sundays, and we try to contemplate and meditate on some verses from the Song of Songs. And before going to explain and to also meditate in the prodigal son for today, I have also to explain where we are now and why we are fasting. Because by the next week, we will be in the mid of the Great Lent. And then we have to ask ourselves where we are now and what we did in the first half of the Lent. And what we gain from and benefit from the Great Lent. Are we improved ourselves in our prayers? Are we gaining some verses, for example, during this Lent? Are we reading more the Bible, for example, because this is the best period that we have to read more, and this is a blessing? That's why we have to ask ourselves and we have to stop a little bit and think more. During the Holy Lent, which is a journey, it's like exactly two rails of the train. One is a fasting and one is a prayer. And as we see, the train can't run without the two rails. The two rails. One is fasting and one is a prayer. And the stations, we have weeks. We have 8 weeks around. And the target is the repentance. That's why in the middle of our Great Lent now, I have to stop. I repent. I went to my father of confession, I took a canon, and I tried to do my best in this. I really confess, and I repent or not. This, the target of the Great Lent and the fasting, it's not abstinence from food only, and abstinence also from the sin too. And the fasting is a storehouse of all the virtues. That's why we said that if we want to really to gain any from the virtues, I have to fast not from the, as I said, from the food, and also from my sin. And also, that's why God in the first day, he was ordered to Adam and Eve not eat from this tree. However, they had millions of the trees. Then why God, you ask him or them only to not eat from this tree? It's only for self-control. And when you self-control, you are focused more only in my relationship between me, the relationship between God and yourself. I'm not thinking about food, about what I will eat, what I will like. No, I wanted to focus more on my relationship with God. That's why we said, when we do, as I said before, this word, it's metania, which is metonaya in Greek language, which is mean metonaya, change my mind. Then during the Great Lent and during fasting, I do matania and I say metonaya and I say, change my mind, Jesus Christ, and change my heart. Then if in the mid of my Great Lent, the fasting, I'm still fighting, it's good. But if there is no change at all, and now I'm in the mid of fasting of the Great Lent, there's something wrong. And I have to sit down with myself and with my father of confession and say, okay, I feel nothing. 4 weeks now from the beginning of fast, and there is no change in my life. Then we have to review everything in my life during that. That's why it's Romans 12:2. do not conform to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. St. Augustine said, fasting cleans the souls, raids the mind, subjects one flesh to the spirit, render the heart contrite and humble, scatter the cloud of concoctions, quench the fire of lust, and kindle the true light of chastity, enter again into yourself. You can imagine if you have any sin, by fasting, quench the fire of the lust and the sin. Fasting is a medicine, but a medicine as beneficial as it is, becomes useless because of the inexperience of the user. St. John Chrysostom. It's exactly a physician give me a medication and say, for example, you have to take it in the morning and in midday and in by the evening. And I say, okay, I will change all of that. I will take the medication only in the morning only. There is no effect for this medication. This medicine is nothing. It's useless. And that's why when my father of confession said, for example, and the church too, say, okay, fast and come more to attend the liturgy. And we have a late liturgy because you have to fast. It's not because we have to do like some rules. No. It's something to help me more to quench the sins and to quench the fire of lusts. St. Isaac said, just as most bitter medicine drives our poisons, creatures, so prayer and fasting drives away evil thoughts. Then I have some poisons in my life, like a sin, maybe anger, maybe lie, maybe I hate someone. By all of that, it's different when I take the medicine, which is a fast. That's why fasting is first of all, I have to go to my room. And go to my room, this word, it's exactly where we will meditate today in from the Song of Songs, chapter number 1, verse number 4, and the king has brought me into his chambers. And the king has brought me into his chambers. You can imagine, this word is written in the Song of Songs. And the king has brought me into his chambers. Our human souls, ask the bridegroom to be more close to him and to go to his chamber. And we will know exactly what is that. Origen said that we are attracted, our souls, attracted to the divinity of God. And he tried to explain what is the chamber means. It's like exactly when I try to meditate when I read the Bible, the Word of God. But I read, for example, if I give a canon, for example, to anyone, I say, okay, can you read the Bible, please, and during the day only once per day? And then, after a while, he said, okay, Abuna, I finish everything what you learn. What you read exactly. I read all chapters, and I finish, for example, a book. If I read at a newspaper, no, it's not. I have to go more deep inside the words and to meditate more. And I have to know exactly what Jesus Christ say to me today from his word. I try to enter to his room. I try to understand what he's saying to me. This is very important and the first thing that I have to do. In Acts 17:27-28, so that they should seek the Lord in the hope that they might grope for him and find him, though he is not far from each one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being, as also some of your own poets have said. For we are also his offspring. Therefore, since we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think that divine nature is like gold or silver or stone, something shaped by art and man's devising. And what is a chamber? It's a soaking chambers. What the meaning of this word? عارفين لما واحد يتمرمغ أو يقف يتبل. It's the same. أنا بقى عايز أتمرمغ وأتبل في حضن ربنا. That's why I'm saying, I try to explain it in Arabic. I love to be where? I love to be in his bottom. And I'm waiting to meet him in my room. Or I'm thinking to meet him in the church. That's why when I meet him and when I try to be close more to him, the prayer, it is not something I have to do. Abuna tell me, for example, I have to pray the canon and I have to open the Egbeya and I have to read 3 or 4 psalms, for example, whatever. No, it is not this. The prayer is a communication between me and between God. And it's two ways. It's not one way. Then when I raise my hands and when I stand before God, I'm asking him to reflect his light on me. And when I go inside his room, he will change my DNA. My DNA is corrupted. My DNA say lie. My DNA say I have to do many sin. But when I go more to God, more close to God, he will change my DNA. He will tell me, okay, Habibi, I will give you all the peace. I will change every molecule inside your DNA. And you will become holy. That's why when we pray in the liturgy, the last word, when we say, Abuna, say, the holy for the holies. The holy for the holies. Who are the holies? We. I will give the communion to all the people. Then all the holies are you and me. How? Because we spend 2 hours or 3 hours together in the presence of God. And he reflects his light on me. And he changed my DNA. And I became holy like him. That's why I want to say by the end of the prayer, the holy for the holies. In the second epistle of Corinthians, chapter 3. Now the Lord is a spirit. And where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory. Again, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory. We are glory, but we will move again to more glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. And I will tell you that many churches, the Orthodox Church, say that this, today it's not the parable of the prodigal son. It have another name called the loving and forgiving father. And actually, you know what? We call the prodigal son. But actually, if I go back and read all the parable, I will see that really it's a parable of the loving and forgiving father. And that's why in Greek words, this Sunday, its name, Asoto. Asoto, it means the loving and forgiving father. First of all, if we go through the story, the younger brother asked his father for all the inheritance, and his father shared that, and he gave his inheritance to his son. And his son, he went away, and he lost everything. Now I will balance and I will compare between myself and the prodigal son. And I will compare between the father of the prodigal son and God. It's exactly. I'm asking God, okay, leave me alone. There is a lot of things are surrounding me in the world, and I wanted to enjoy my word. I wanted to enjoy everything outside. God is loving me. And he said, okay, go. He gave me the freedom. Do whatever you want. Whatever you want, go. Do it. And he is leaving me to do what I want. And exactly the prodigal son, he asked his father, I wanted to go outside and I wanted to take all your money, or the part, at least the portion from you, from your money. And then he realized what? He realized that outside the home of God, God's home, it's disaster. If you want to find the joy and the happiness outside the church, outside his bottom, it's a disaster. You are wrong. Nothing will make me happy in this life. Nothing. And when he decided to return, he repented first. Then the first step, if I wanted to go to his room, to his chamber of God, I have in first to stop a little bit and say, where am I now? And I have to understand that I have to repent. I have to come back from what I did. He's leaving me to do whatever. He is leaving me and he's waiting, and we will see. But the problem is that I have to take the first step. But he is waiting. That's why when the prodigal son say, okay, I have to go back again, what he found? He found a father waiting him, open his arms. He ran and fell on his neck and he kissed him. You can imagine that the father, when I go back, for example, and confess, and I wanted to go to his bottom. I wanted to really live the Christianity. I wanted to live really with him. I wanted to be happy. I wanted to feel comfortable. But maybe I'm scared. I'm afraid. If really my father will accept my repentance and this confession, or still he's sad or mad from me. No. Go to the father of the prodigal son and see what he did. He was waiting him with compassion, rain, and fell on his neck, and he kissed him. He was waiting him from a long time. I'm not sure, because there is some story said that also he tried to send some people, some servants, to know what he was doing or to take care about him. Yeah, his hands is around us, even we are far. But again, he was waiting to come back to him. But the first step I'm doing, he's coming back and with compassion and say, I will rain to you and I will fall on your neck and I will kiss you. And he will never occupy with anything else. And also not that. He will never, for example, he will tell me like, دَيْمَا بْنَعْمَلْ مَعْ أَوْلَادْنَا شُفْتْ مِشْ قُلْتِ لَكْ. No, he will never do that. هُو مش هيعمل كده. He is not like a human. No, he understands and he knows my pain. Because the sin is pain. And also, he knows very good the loneliness and the pain of humiliation. And then he will show me his love. Then the first step only, I decide, I wait, or like I sit down with myself and with my father of confession, I say, what I have to do? The first step, and don't worry about the others. The rest, God will doing. He will rain and fill on your neck and he will kiss you with compassion. And he knows very well your pain. He knows very well your loneliness. He knows everything about you. Don't worry, don't talk. And then, what also God will do for me? He will give me a gift, some gifts. Robe, ring, sandals, and great banquet. Oh, wow. I am a sinner, and you will give me some gifts too. Yes. I will give you more and more than can you imagine. The robe, when he gave it me, it's a baptism. And I renew that by coming every day to my Father of Confession and repent. The ring, it's a promise of the faithfulness. The sandals, he promised me the walk to walk in a different path. I will take care about you. And the banquet, I will give you my body to live in me, and I will live in you. Then he gave me four gifts when I come back. He told me, Habibi, khalas, I forgive and I forget. This is the robe. This is my everything. I surround you by my robe. I renewed you. I give you ring, which is signified of a promise of the faithfulness. I will give you a sandals. I will keep you safe. And I will walk with you. I will give you a banquet, which is my body and my blood, to live in me, and I will live in you. And now, it's complete forgiveness. It's a complete forgiveness. Then why I have not go back to him? When I go back, I have to do the first step, and first, as we said, and repent, and he will do everything after. Then the first step, it's only 1%, and the 99%, he's doing the others, the rest. Then we are looking for his mercy. But again, if I'm looking to his mercy and his compassion, I have to come back to his bosom. There is no limit for his mercy, remember that. Now we are in the third week, but khalas, the Great Lent will finish soon. And I have to think about what I gained. I repent really, I came to his bottom. I know that he has no limit in his compassion and his mercy. I am his child. He came for me. All the story of salvation, for what? The story of salvation, it is not for example, someone else. It's only for me. And finally, I will come to him, and he recognized what I have in pain, and he will be very happy when he is seeing me in his bosom. That's why I will be in his bosom. It's more safe and protection from anything from outside the world. Don't worry about maybe I'm sin a lot. And don't worry about what I did before. But remember only that his mercies and his compassion is infinity. And come back to his bosom, and I will see the beauty of Jesus Christ, and he will enshine, and we shine his light on my heart. And glory be to God forever. Amen.
Oh, dear.
Schlien flogi son
Epe prosof kistos ite
Muere ni fa si